Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's episode.
Today's free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Promo code when you download Walking Slush in the
bruh store.
Ow.
Oh, man. Right, I didn't expect to start off like that.
We're starting.
That's in there. That's in there. Are we keeping that in? No, we'll just cut off the ad read and we'll start the episode from
that. Yeah, we'll start. Yeah, we'll start with that.
Use code brr at www.bruh.walkingslush.
Download the bruh at Wonky Slush. Download white people be like, bruh, at Wonky Slush.
Oh. Download the epic chungus moment at dot bruh.
Download your whoa, Kenny, bruh. Whoa, Kenny, bruh. I love it when my boyfriend leaves his wonky slush.
What's that? Ooga.
Yeah. That fucking cartoon running sound.
Yeah.
Whoa, Kenny. Whoa, Kenny. Bruh. Oh my God. Wonky Slush. He on X Games mode.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit. What's the Metro Boomin one?
I don't know.
The new one that he uses?
Metro Boomin make it boom. Have you seen that kid's TikTok account? Metro Boomin make it boom.
What is it?
He uses like a fisheye like filter, and he puts his lips right up to the fucking Metro Boomin make it boom.
Make it boom.
Make it boom.
You ever seen that kid that's like three reasons why I'm falling in love with you?
My boy, what's his name? Hold up. What's his name?
He's so funny, dude.
He's
like one of my favorites on TikTok, honestly.
What's old boy's name? Hold on. Let me get it right.
Yeah, I have it too. Hold on.
Willy Pooh.
Yeah.
Will Uzi.
He's so good. Wait, let's play one of his.
I got one right here.
How to ask Bafy to be your Valentine number one. Bafy, will you be my Valentine number two? Promise. That's not even a word.
It is a word, freak monkey.
His Minecraft guy is so funny.
Ender boor, ender whore.
What is an ender boo?
I mean, I just assume Ender is like a Minecraft word, and then it's like you're an Ender Boo or an Ender Whore.
Beefy, will you be my Valentine? Oh, fuck. Bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh moment. Bruh, 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 bruh.
I want to know how many...
Chungus moment.
I want to know how many Gen Z kids have, like, cream-pied their girlfriend and just immediately said, wonky slush. Just left her on the bed, like, really? Wonky slush.
She's definitely into it, too. Bruh moment. Dapping each other up.
Wifey will be like, bruh. Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh. Okay, we can end the episode now. It's actually funny.
I would love to end it right now. I'm having zero energy left after that. That's the hardest I've laughed in a long time.
Fucking hell. Wonky slush. Dude. Fucking.
You see Logan Paul moving to Puerto Rico?
Oh, he's doing that?
Yeah, he announced it today. He's moving to Puerto Rico.
To evade taxes.
I know. He said it. I was like watching the clip from his podcast, and he was like, yeah, I'm just moving for taxes, honestly. And then he was like, plus boxing, and I want to be away from everything. Everyone in Miami wants to drink and do drugs, and I'm like focused on my boxing. So I got to do training camp for a couple months and get my, can't do anything like that. So I'm going to go to Puerto Rico. But it's just like, I don't understand why like COVID hit and everyone's like, man, this is too hard. We shouldn't have to pay taxes too.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't tax evasion a thing before? Like, everyone was like, we're moving to LA. We're just going to pay the 13% state tax because California's cool. And now it's like, that shit's messed up, dude. 13%. It's not fair.
Because
in Puerto Rico, where it's 4%.
13% was worth it when you could flex on everybody. When you can invite people over to your shit and, you know, drive your car to go, you know, your dope ass car to go buy a stupid ass bagel or something. And, you know. Just try to flex. But now you can't flex.
Because
what's the biggest flex?
Left, right?
The biggest flex is to be on the internet. Look at me. Evading taxes.
Yeah.
You fucking losers.
Yeah.
That's got to be the way. I mean, do they even... Is Puerto Rico have like fiber? Like internet?
Yeah. Definitely. I think.
Optical
fiber.
But
it's fucking far away. And here's the thing, though. I was looking it up because I was like, I wonder, because I hear all the time, right? Old dudes buying houses in Puerto Rico to evade taxes. I'm like, how much taxes are there? It's 4%. That's it. Like total. Like federal, no state tax.
That's fucking insane.
So I'm like, I'm watching this thing and I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, you're like, everyone else just moving away.
We should move.
And then I'm like, I'm Googling, I'm 4%. Maybe we should take a trip just to like see.
We should all move. Everyone listen to the podcast.
At least just go test the waters a little bit. Let's just go dip our toes in and see what it's like there. And then I'm looking at real estate. I'm like searching luxury real estate just to know like what like, you know, the ultra high end is. I mean, it's still a lot. Like you're paying like you pay like $6 million and you're getting like, but like like insane house.
I'm going to look this up right now. Luxury real estate, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I wanted to know, like, what the high, you know, you go to these, like, the houses, like, on, like, the golf courses and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Hawaii, these would cost, like, $25 million. What does it cost in Puerto Rico? I'm just curious.
Right. Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah,
this is fucking crazy. Yep.
Yeah, right here. Let me pull something up right here.
This is crazy.
Luxury
helipad
real estate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
Isn't this a fun thing to do?
Yeah, y'all wanna move? we're gonna buy a big ass house and rent out rooms to podcast listeners. Just like that other place we shot the tarot card reading at.
Luke, can you let me share my screen real fast.
Damn. All right, what kind of natural disasters happen to Puerto Rico, though? Because, like, island shit, like...
Look at this shit. This is on the Ritz-Carlton Reserve. I don't know how much this is. It's probably like 10 million, but look at 13,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I guess you could find a house like this anywhere, but...
You could, but what's the price, though?
It doesn't say on that one.
Yeah, probably dummy expensive.
What else we got? Look at this one. 4,300 square feet, $3.9 million. It's like on the beach.
Yeah, that's it. Just.
Is this the one with the helipad?
Yep. Just sell all your personal, just sell everything. Your kidney, everything.
Yeah. I'm getting hard, dude. I love real estate porn.
Yeah, you know.
Just unattainable shit, you know?
Okay, so there's a Hurricane Maria. It hit in 2017. This thing killed 3,000 people. Jeez. The deadliest U.S.-based natural disaster in 100 years.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, see?
Worth it, though, for those taxes. You know, I'd tempt that. I'd tempt fate there. It's like, you know,
I'd risk it.
Why not? I mean, yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's a pretty wild move.
I mean, should we even get this new studio? Should we just like put it on pause and just all go to Puerto Rico?
It kind of feels like people are just scrambling. They're like, everyone's leaving, so I got to do it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, this LA chapter's over, man. You can just feel it. Things are ending here.
You know, it's gonna suck for everybody.
What?
When all like these executives and stuff get vaccinated and they're like, I'm just going back to my home in Cali.
Yeah.
Then everyone that moved to these other cities are like, wait, I thought it was, yeah, nah. Nah, I kept my place back there, you know, just in case.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they got the office for me over there, so, you know, and my mom's over there, so I think I'm just going to head back. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, exactly. you know, here's the grim thought, all right? This is dark as fuck. Every executive right now went to their hometown, you know, to, like, live with their old people. And then, you know.
What? Oh. Oh, that's
not, you know. And then they go, oh.
Take that inheritance and
yeah.
Move back.
Thanks, Mom.
I don't mind paying 13% with all this new money I got. So,
yeah, I'm going to live back.
Love you, Mima. Bless you.
See you guys.
Big RP. I'm putting 5 resistance on for you.
I'm putting 5 resistance on for you, Grandma.
Don't worry, when I buy this Peloton with that inheritance money you just gave me, I'll put 5 resistance on for you.
I'm thinking of you, babe.
I'm thinking of you, Mima. As I get jacked.
Honestly, Grandma, I might have to make it 7 resistance because all this money is like literally weighing me down. So I'll be used to it by the time I get that Peloton.
My pockets are overweight now. Gotta work that off. Love you, Gramps.
It's fucking crazy being a billionaire and hot. It's crazy having $1 billion and being fucking sexy.
If you are riding for your newfound inheritance, please add 5 resistance right now, folks. People are snitches, dude. We talked about that in the bonus episode, and then we cut that TikTok clip out of that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you did the Post Malone ride. That's Allie Love's ride.
Oh.
That's Allie Love. Tagging her. Fucking, come on.
Just have fun.
Snitching. Why are you ratting?
Okay, not.
I like the class. I'm a fan of her and I'm a fan of the class. I can talk a little shit about it. Today, oh my God. The dude I was riding with, my coach today. Oh, what did he say? It was so fucking funny. Man, sometimes you'll just start talking because they have to fill space and they'll go,
yeah,
that's a story for another time. And they'll laugh like that, like, because no one else in the studio. And you, when you laugh by yourself, like,
yeah,
it's not real, you gotta super exaggerate it.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so funny.
just thinking about that, just Twitch streaming on a Peloton.
Yeah.
in a big ass studio. One camera guy.
Thank you for the bits.
Whew. That's a story for another time.
Add 5 resistance. Let's go.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bruh, I looked up, I'm looking up the I'm looking up billionaires list. I'm trying to see who's the hottest billionaire. Like, which billionaire?
Jeff Bezos, my guy.
No, come on, man. Let's look at this billionaire list. I want to see the billionaire baddies. Yo, is that an Instagram account? Billionaire Baddies? Hold on.
It should be. You should
yes, it that. Is. Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, billionaire. No, these aren't billionaires, man. These are just.
These are just baddies. What the fuck?
No, these are just random women. Come on.
These are just millionaire baddies.
Yeah. We need.
Billionaire baddies. That's good.
That's they have really to be good. Actual billionaires.
Who is the hottest billionaire?
Well, Jeff Bezos has $192 billion. That's so fucking stupid.
Top 15, look at this. Top 15 sexiest billionaires on mensxp.com. Yeah, I can't believe this is real.
You know these motherfuckers are ugly. I'm looking at, all right, so I'm looking at this list, and the first woman shows up at rank 13. Francois Betancourt Myers and family. She's French. Okay. Alice Walton. Go ahead.
Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google. This guy is a 4.
Yo, the fact that Steve Ballmer
is a... No shade, so am I. But straight up, this is not a sexy man. Mark Zuckerberg is number 15 on this list.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, let's talk about Free Britney. What do you think?
I was going to say a second ago, okay, you don't have to gossip about all the shit talk we do, guys, all right? Not everything needs to be a Free Britney podcast, okay? When did you watch it? I watched it like 4 days ago or something.
Yeah, same. Something like that. Sunday, I think I watched it.
What if I just came in here like, you know, I agree with her dad.
That bitch is crazy.
I think that bitch is crazy, and I think he did the right thing.
I think actually she deserved it. I think
it's crazy offensive.
Honestly, I agree with the brother.
Yeah,
dude, how much of a dick was that guy, man?
Oh God,
fucking
bro,
brother,
that guy is stunk.
I can't
man.
Believe they just kind of let that slide by, like. They were like, and then his brother got interviewed briefly by this like radio host, and the brother's like, what did he say? He said, I don't know. The women in the family are just kind of strong-willed, and they just like, they like to do what they want. Sucks being one of the two guys in the family, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The host was like, sounds kind of constitutional, man. It sounds like what these women are just free-willed. Like, yeah. It sounds like that's kind of fine. And he was like, yeah, I know. Crazy.
The host hit him with some question, and he had like a well, yeah, like one of those moments,
yeah,
where he ate a fucking gummy worm.
Well, well, then he ended. He said, "So, have you talked to Brittany about this?" And he's like, "Yeah, of course. I mean, she's wanted to get out of it for like years now, but you know, we'll see where it ends up." It's like.
Yeah.
How is that an answer to this question? She's being held hostage. She's a prisoner. And you're like, yeah, we'll see where it ends up. What does that even mean? We'll see where it ends up.
I think that whole stint of crazy shit that people said about her, I didn't even realize the extent that people went to with like bagging on her. I just remember like she shaved her head and people called her psycho. And I thought, I don't think that's that crazy.
I don't know. It is a pretty wild thing to do. Nowadays, maybe not, because it's like, but back then, that was a pretty weird thing to do.
I mean,
it was abnormal. It was definitely abnormal. And like, but like the way that the media painted it was like, especially with those pictures, that was interesting, is hearing the background of that famous picture of her like, you know, looking crazy at the paparazzi she like beat his car or whatever.
I'm very rarely do I get an urge to like want to hurt somebody. I want to knock that paparazzi out.
Oh my God. That guy. He's like, yeah, we needed each other. You know, it was like totally mutual, respect there. Like she needed me. Man. I needed, no, fuck off, dude.
No, you
Your
need her.
Your career was unnecessary. Nobody needed you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it had to have been hell to be, like, an A-list celebrity at, like, the peak of tabloid culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You think about social media killed the tabloids.
Yeah, it did. And good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
you know, I was actually thinking all it would take to murder TMZ is for, like, ad services, you know, like, third-party, like, even, like, Google AdSense and shit, like, if they... just like ban like the domain to like, oh, TMZ, nah, we don't serve ads to that. That would, goodbye.
Yeah.
I think they'd be gone.
Yeah.
Overnight, because their traffic doesn't come from television. I feel like so much of it is the internet.
With TMZ, you mean with like modern day tabloids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is they can just sell ads themselves.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The problem. And people still buy them. You remember IGN? Used to like, you ever go on IGN.com?
Not a ton, not really, no.
Was it IGN? Yeah, it was IGN. I used to go on there for gaming news, and they used to brand their entire website with whatever ad company bought out.
Oh, like, yeah, they would do, like, yeah, they do those full-on takeovers, yeah.
Like, the whole website was themed, like, the entire background was the cover of the video game that was being advertised. I used to think that was insane, but they were probably making money for that.
Oh, huge. Bro, this is like fucking, like weird flashbacks. But I remember I was working on some kind of page takeover like that. And I just remember it being pure hell trying to write that kind of experience into a targeted ad like placement. Oh my fucking God. I can't even imagine. Like all the. Every time they went to do one of those full page takeovers, like it must have been like a development fucking nightmare. You just got people, you know, making tons of money off it. They're like, we told them that we could cover the whole page. And the developer's whoa, why? Why the fuck would you say that? They're like, dude, it's just, you know, someone said it was possible. We got to figure this out.
Yeah. Though the asset that they gave us, though, it can't be perfectly centered. It has to be 5 pixels to the right because the title. You know, is shifted a little bit to the right. So, what just do you mean it has to be 5? What? Yeah. You just have to move every. You just got to move it 5 pixels.
Everything.
Yeah, but that's gonna fuck up the whole fucking layout of the site. But the anime titties are in the cover, and they want the titty showing. So they five.
If you just wouldn't,
if you wouldn't mind,
just wouldn't mind.
And in the next hour too, if you don't mind. Thank you,
bruh. Ad development. Oh my God, I've never, bruh. Bruh. Those are some of the dumbest, most frustrating people I've encountered in my entire life. We used to like code experiences, like for stuff that was on TV and film, and you'd have print people walking up to our monitor with fucking rulers and like edges of paper, trying, like putting that on the screen, like to line shit up, and then they would like go to their computer and then come to mine and be like, it seemed like it wasn't. And then they put a ruler up and it'd be dead ass center, or like, you know, one line. They go, oh, that's weird. Yeah, just on my computer, it didn't look right.
It's like the fucking same on everyone. You think I have a hard coded that it changes for whatever fucking model? That's funny.
This is some of the really dumbest funny people ever.
Oh, yeah. I made it fucked up on yours.
Yeah.
Purposely.
Holy shit, bro. Like, they didn't understand that monitor displays, like, have, like, kind of differing colors, or, you know, like, some monitors are shitty, some monitors are good. So we get a ton of that. Or they're like, the red just doesn't seem the same red. And I'm like,
yeah.
Just die. You're not meant for this era. Just go away. Anyway, sorry. Sorry, PTSD.
Well, no, it's fine.
Yeah, no, I agree with her brother, I think.
It would suck, honestly, having like strong-minded females.
Strong-minded
family,
women,
like,
in your
suck
house, and you're outnumbered. You're one of
it
the two
suck
guys in
it
the
would
family.
Be pretty emasculating, to be honest. Like, God, shit would suck.
We should talk more about the brother.
I think the people who didn't get enough attention in the documentary, the brother, Kevin Federline,
the dad,
and JT too. You know, I think Justin Timberlake deserved a little bit more shine in that documentary. Boom, I think they painted him in a really negative light. Dude, he was, oh man, when you see it, I don't know. You know, I feel like I you know, when people talk about like the patriarchy now and stuff like that, the shit that Jay Leno said about Britney Spears' boobs on like live TV, the way Justin Timberlake just treated her and was like totally, everyone was cool with that, that's fucked up.
Dude, I never knew Jay Leno said that shit. My jaw hit the floor. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I was thinking about that line he just said and how many people are like, oh my God. How many old people are like, Jay Leno is such a showman. Such a showman.
Like, oh,
it's
man.
Like that dude's just getting on the internet being like, hey, get a load of this girl's weird boobs.
You look at that and you'd be like, we've come a long way in terms of toxic masculinity. Like, I think we're doing pretty good. Considering that used to be totally acceptable. That was fine.
That was dope.
Yeah, Britney Spears is, you know, waxing her boobies or whatever. What did these even say?
Yeah, can we get the quote? Hold on.
It was something, like, he said it and I was like, what? That's not like some weird sketch or something?
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Can we play that Justin Timberlake clip real fast?
I'm trying to look up what Jay Leno's actual quote was, because I actually just want to do insensitive talk show host for a second.
Yeah. Luke, can you play that JT clip?
Yeah, while I find this Jay Leno quote. This tweet had me howling. Shout out to Brutalist Boy. Dude, what a fucking piece of gold he dug.
Justin Timberlake better apologize for this next. Oh, I can't hear it.
See, they call me late. Timberlake.
A little like lean on one foot he does, and then he slides over and keeps doing it. It's like, dude,
that bedazzled bandana, like he's dressed like a lesbian mom at a fucking like a lake party. Like this shit is, I don't even say that because of his name. Like that's just the vibe I get from him. He looks like he goes to Whole Foods and like promotes a nudist colony or something. Yeah, that little lean. This is some of the worst beatboxing. Yeah.
Chubba chubba. Wait, play it again.
Chubba chubba chubba.
Play it again. I gotta. Chubba chubba.
You see, they call me Lake.
Lake.
Chubba chubba Lake.
Chubba 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 Lake. That little fucking
What the fuck was any of that? They call me Lake.
Who calls you Lake, dude?
Yeah.
Who calls you Lake?
Timberlake.
Bro, that's just your agent. No one else calls you that. You know how many bad
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, Timberlake's here. Yo, what's good, Tabba? Thanks for pulling up. Tabba.
Bro, how many people would try to greet him like that and Justin felt like he was a superior beatboxer? There's two morons in the room. Tabba Timberlake, how we doing? I'm not as good as you. I can't quite nail it like you do, bud.
Gotta say, by the way, love the bandana. I could never pull that off. You're killing it, Lake.
Dude, how many of
Lake,
these...
Lake, Tabba, you are killing it with that bandana, brother.
How many of these fucking assholes made horrible puns about his name and, like, women being wet?
Oh, man.
You know why they call him Timberlake? Because he gets the ladies wet. Wetter than an ocean out there. Telling you. Anyways, yeah, so I'm going to take 15% of his show fee. I'm going to get going. But,
Tabba.
Figured it. I'm fucking mad that any girl ever tried to tell me that this dude was some form of an ideal man.
Yeah, it's crazy that you could have just gotten away with that. I was in front of a live audience, probably like over 1,000 people.
Bro.
And I was on TV and nobody was like, that was a little bit bad. Like nothing about that was displayed any sort of talent. Like
I think there were definitely people like a sound engineer saw that and was like, yo, that was ass.
Yeah. It's too scared to say anything though.
He's probably
everyone's so fucking obsessed with Justin Timberlake. Yeah. He's gonna lose his job if he brings it up. Yeah, that shit sucked, right?
That's one of those clips.
It's JT. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That was
one of those clips where I'd allow for like a Viner or someone to do like, you know, when they like put themselves into that moment. It's like, you know, people used to do that. They'd take some fucking viral clip and then like make a Vine like reacting to that thing as if they were there.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
That's like a clip
in the studio that day.
Yeah. That's okay. A clip where I'd let that fly. Like just him on stage, cuts like the sound engineer, and he just like looks over the camera dude, like just like, yeah, this shit sucks. Yeah, and their agents in the middle, like,
oh, that's why he's the best right there. Wow, you're a star. What a star! What a star! This guy, it's like you can't be stopped. Fucking.
You saw the friggity-friggity he did?
Wasn't that...
On the hip? The friggity-friggity.
I didn't think it was that good. Oh, Cry Me a River, Jamie. That shit was awesome.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, his brother...
He treated Britney like shit. She just got... I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that the documentary painted the whole thing, but she got stomped on, man. It's like... She just... No matter where she went, it was like 1,000 camera dudes. Like that would drive anyone fucking crazy.
I mean, yes.
And then the way she was just constantly talked about in the media, like just all about sex. Is never not about her like sexual life.
Yeah.
It's like who the fuck? Can you imagine publicly talking about whether or not someone in the spotlight is a virgin nowadays? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm. So I have two things. One, that part to me was like genuinely fucking sick. That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
18, 19 year old girl, and you're a grown ass man being like, so what's up with that hymen?
Yeah. Welcome to the show. You're on national TV. What's up with have you fucked yet?
Has anybody fucked in?
Yeah. You messing around at all?
Getting your fucking puss rammed? Huh? Yeah. Whole audience like, yeah, come on, tell the people. What's up with your puss?
We want to know. Who have you sucked off recently? Anyone?
How did that reporter ask that question and no one in that room beat that guy's fucking ass?
I know. Yeah, it's true.
How did nobody next to him go like, yo, you're a fucking creep. Just like knocking his ass out.
Because that's what I'm saying. It was like, that was normal.
Hey, so, are you still a virgin?
Yeah. I'm gay, but the audience wants to know. I don't care. I don't care. I wouldn't suck on those boobies.
Bro, the other thing that pissed me off was like, I don't want to hear any... Okay, that conservative-ass mom reporter... who was like being ultra critical of her, like to the point where she cried. What was her? She had like the little, you know.
Yeah.
She had like that little Boy Scout haircut.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that struck me was like, I feel like a lot of old like entertainment interviewers were like kind of like that. Or like people like, I just have memories of like Barbara fucking Walters type people interviewing pop stars and shit. And then there's like, I feel like there's this clear like shaming that they're doing like in the documentary. And just, you know, from that period, I feel like that kind of furthers that. Like, you're not a good girl. Why are you showing cleavage? It's like, fuck you. Just because you're old and you look like shit and you're upset that someone is like, looks better than you, you old bitch. Fuck you, first of all.
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't think anyone can be critical of Britney. Especially like old people, because like to your point about like 1,000 cameras in your face everywhere you go, fucking Karen bitches can't handle a cell phone camera.
Yeah.
That's true. When they're like getting irate. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got 60 cameras and you walk.
Get that thing. Stop filming. That's illegal. You need my consent to film. Yeah. I mean, and it was like, and for the vast majority of the clips they showed, she was like, exceedingly calm in the the paparazzi. Like she never blew up ever. Like even when they were in front of her car, she was trying to get out of, she never had security with her either. Like she was just her.
Mm-hmm.
There's like these sweaty fat dudes like you know over her with the camera, and she never once was like freaked out or looked like she felt overly threatened. It's like, you got to have a pretty level head to like be cool in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck else? Oh yeah, it's like the epitome of like building someone up to tear them down. Like the way that the media just talked about her, like in a sexual sense, over and over and over again. And then as soon as she's like started showing cleavage, they're like, "You're a whore."
Yeah.
It's like, but you made, you created this. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
you forced her to like. I don't. It's just bizarre. It's like you made this part of her image, and now she's like trying to just be a woman, and you're like tearing her down.
I think that was like kind of one of the interesting parts about all this is that I think now when people get popular, weirdly, you see like audiences feel responsible for caring about the person, which I think is a newer thing, you know? Or like,
what do you mean?
Or maybe it's newer. What I mean is a tabloid could just like wreck your like image and who you are like indiscriminately. And there's no voice for your fans who maybe disagree with that. Or, you know, want to push back against that. What I'm saying is now I feel like there's this notion that if you're a fan of someone and if that artist or that person says, I'm feeling down or this feels like too much or whatever, like I feel like now audiences feel responsible for being like, yo, like, you know, we should support this person. And if they like, see shitty comments, like they're the first ones to be like, fuck you. They're going through something. You don't know what it's like to be them, like blah, blah, blah. Whereas I feel like in the tabloid era, you couldn't really do that. Like a tabloid could just be like, this person's a whore. And then everyone just has to, okay, that's it. Like there's no refuting that. There's no going against it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like tabloids and all that could just like take one thing and pile it on and then just run with that.
Yeah.
And like, what were you? If you were some person who's like, I don't think Britney's a whore, what the fuck can you do about it?
Yeah. Like, you're right into the tabloids.
Yeah. Stop it. Don't print that.
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah. And everyone makes.
No, I mean, yeah. The media could just, there was one narrative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the problem is that it was so, like, especially with the JT shit, it was so, you know, like, I don't know. It was like male. I don't know. Just fucking, they preferred Justin's side of the story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they could just easily beat her down. And so that's exactly what the narrative was.
Well, I think it just like, it appeals a lot of that fucking like horse shit, like old school conservative ideology where it's just like, oh, you know, this is what a lady looks like. This is what a, you know, a young woman is supposed to behave like. And Britney, it's always like highlighting like, look how slutty she is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Stupid. It just makes me think, I wonder how many other like female artists that they're like women artists that they did that to in that era that like we just don't even realize because there's no like crazy documentary about it. I would have to assume is tons of them.
Yeah. 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 I mean, the music industry back then must have been just like brutal.
Yeah.
Oh. Especially to women. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because the music, because the labels had all the power back then. They don't really anymore. It's like independent artists a lot of the time, like with TikTok and everything. Like the power is now more in the artist's hands more than ever before. But back then it was like, you got to give everything away. You got to sign the 360 deal and they get a piece of everything and they own you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can you know, put you out if they want to. If another person is competing with you, it's like.
But so shit.
What, did we find out what happened with the mom?
Because
everyone's asking that question, like, where the fuck was the mom during all of this? They didn't touch on her one time.
Yeah,
Lynn
is the sister.
Dad's name is Jamie. The mom's name is Lynn, and they named their daughter Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah,
that's fucking bizarre too. Why is no one talking about that? I just wonder where the mom was. Like, why didn't she have any say in this? It's like the dad was out of her life the whole time, and then he just all of a sudden steps in and just gets all of her money. I didn't really understand how that whole shit went down.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bro, I'm now just like going through this Twitter thread about Justin being a dickhead.
Yeah? Wait, what else? What else is there?
Diane Sawyer is the fucking bitch that was like interviewing her.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck
right.
Diane Sawyer. Old fucking...
What else is there?
We pretty much like hit on all the points, for, you know, like the highlights.
Did you bring it up on screen?
I'll just read this real quick. This is like he won Man of the Year in 2006.
Okay. Let's go.
Tabba tabba.
He tells the magazine back in 2002, when the couple initially parted ways, I felt like she had a couple of opportunities to just sort of stick up for me, and she didn't, which is fine. But at that time, you know, I fought back, and that's the way I fought back. I used my mind. I came up with a song. Man, you're so cool, bro. He wrote a diss track on a woman. That's crazy. That's crazy. Damn, 2007, he gets on some award show and he tells Britney to stop drinking and not to get sloppy. Holy fuck, the fucking gall on this guy, man.
Oh, wait. Kelsey was telling me about this other clip about him on an award show and he makes fun of someone's mom who's like English isn't their first language or something. Do you have that clip? God, it was who is like Shakira's mom or something like that. And he gets on stage after her and he's like, oh, wasn't that cute? And he like mocks her in her accent.
Wow.
God damn it. We got to find that.
We don't have the clip. That's fine. Yo, play that.
Yeah. Mocks Rihanna's mother's accent.
Oh, nice, Justin. I want to hear this. I got to hear this real quick. Let this one play, Luke.
Mock award for right now. And if someone doesn't send me my real Brit in the mail, there will be hell to pay. Thank you very much for this. I'm very flattered. I'm actually on tour, so I couldn't be there. Everyone have a great night. Stop drinking. You know who you are. I'm speaking to you. Stop drinking. You're going to get sloppy. Okay is going to say something bad about you. You guys have fun tonight. Thank you very much for this.
Whoa.
Except this
what the fuck? What the fuck?
That wasn't that long ago. That was in 2007.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, if it wasn't for Justin, again, this is a strong-willed woman who just, you know.
Exactly. I mean,
this is just restitution for Britney's brother, man.
It's tough out there for dudes.
So hard.
Yeah, man. Keep. Do we have any more clips? Or is there anything else good in this?
Holy shit. After Britney went through her breakdown, Justin edited.
Oh, it's a song. It's a song. We can't do it.
Okay.
Okay, play this.
The world has long been full of Madonna wannabes, and I might have even dated a couple. But there is.
Like, this is
only
this
one.
This shit is the worst.
So right now, it is one of the true thrills and privileges of my life to stand on this stage and induct Madonna into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Like, when it cuts to the audience and you just see another old dude go,
yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
Play this. 2009.
I'd like to think that at first, he'll date a popular female singer. Publicly, they'll claim to be virgins, but privately, he hid it.
Nice. Nice,
2009. SNL. 2009, why are we still talking about her virginity?
Nice, SNL.
And how
nice.
She lost it. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. It's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What, man, this is crazy.
It's pretty alarming when you see all this shit back to back, right?
Yeah, you just kind of highlight, like,
I mean, when you're a punching bag for like 20 years, it has to make you go a little bit. And I mean, I'm not calling her crazy. She's definitely a little off, right? You look at her Instagram post and you're like, something's not right here. But
I think I'd be off if I was in her scenario as well.
I think so too. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's man.
We've laughed at her posts on this podcast.
Yeah, no, we're completely guilty.
We've roasted her before.
Yeah,
but it's just, I don't know. It's wild when you see it like this. It's like, oh my God, I didn't know idea. You know, I was just part of this.
I think that's the problem, though. Yeah. I think that, you know, from that tabloid era, like, they just spun one message, and that shit stuck with you. Like, you just kind of thought, oh yeah, that's got to be. It's got to be true, right? You know, she shaved her head like she's fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it just sucks. Like, when you think about it, it's fucking pathetic. Like, how many fucking supposed comedy writers and show writers and all of this shit just were like, oh, what if we did a Britney joke? It's
yeah.
Like, damn. This whole game, you guys have been a hack. For like how long now? That shit is wild, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, let's do like a throwback joke about you fucking Britney Spears when you guys were dating in the 90s. Remember that when she claimed she was a virgin? Should we throw it back to that? That'd be cool. Bogus claim that she was a virgin when we all know you fucking hit it, dog.
Right, Lake?
Right?
Freaking Lake.
Right, Lake? Freaking, you freaking hit it, dog. You got in that pricky pussy, dog.
You were in Britney's fucking puss, right?
Britney sucked you off, dog. Ear.
I don't know, man. We've just been drinking women respect or juice for like the last 30 minutes, but it was, you know, it was fucked up. All that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, that being said, though, like the Free Britney people, like standing outside of the courtroom, it's like, oh my God. Find a fucking better cause. You know what I'm saying? Spend an all day outside of the court. Like, is what?
They're going to come get you. They're going to come get you.
I'm on their side. I'm saying, Free Britney. Like, this shit's fucked up. She should not. First of all, the whole conservatorship thing is wild as fuck. Like,
but do you think anything would have been different if they didn't do that?
Yes. What do you
think?
The whole thing came from the podcast episode that those girls made.
Fair.
I don't think the people standing outside the courtroom with signs that say Free Britney did anything, but I might be wrong. It was like, she, no matter how, I mean, yeah, we've talked about her for the last 30 minutes and she's in a really messed up place, but she's still super rich and lives in a giant mansion and is a celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she definitely has her career to stand on, regardless of the shitty people.
Yeah.
I think that's the craziest part from all this is I would have to imagine a conservator is probably redefined in this whole scenario.
Especially if you're, yeah, I mean.
I mean, or like, I wonder if like
unique,
the.
It's such a unique case of someone that's young,
mm-hmm.
that was totally mentally.
Yeah.
It's stable,
mm-hmm.
and super rich. It's like, it has to be one of the only scenarios of losing their estate to someone else when they're like made all the money themselves and they're young.
That piece of shit lawyer that was like, you know, she was speaking about how conservatorship works.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've never seen a conservatorship successfully revoked. And then she, and it's like, oh, after filming this, she goes back and joins, you know, Jamie Spears' legal team. It's like, you just like spoke in a documentary covering how fucked up this scenario is. Like, you don't have any bit of decency to be like, you know, I get it. You got to feed your family and shit, but you literally just did a documentary where they're highlighting this issue.
Yeah.
And you go, you know, fuck it.
I'm still trying to get paid from that exact same conservatorship, baby.
She's like, yeah, I don't want to say anything to fuck this case up because that is my new Porsche.
Part of that is mine.
Okay, so we're gonna keep it vague. We're gonna keep it real chilled. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Very bizarre. All right, moving on.
Shout out to her brother, man. I feel for that guy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but basically what I'm trying to say is I'm on team brother, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Fucking brother Jack Spears.
I don't know what it is. Pickle Spears.
Hey, you see that woman the other day shave her head? That wasn't a good idea. Now her head matches her weird boobs. Yeah, says to my wife, hey, thankfully you got a lot of hair. You know, because now I'm not focused on your weird boobs.
People ask me if I think, you know, Britney Spears, if she's attractive, I say she's a whore. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what his comment was. You know, you don't want to bring her home back to mom. He basically called her like a slut or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, would say that to her face, and she would just take it. Like, you know, she'd be like, yeah, I mean, she'd just play the part because she had to. It's wild. Anyways, been talking about this for too long.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Should we read some bad relationship advice because Valentine's Day just happened?
Sure.
And,
oh, well, fucking someone tweeted one at us the other day that was...
I saw that one.
Mind-blowing.
I saw that one.
Did you save it? That was like,
fuck. I didn't save it.
Right here.
This one is pretty dark.
It's long, but bruh. God damn.
Bruh.
/. I'll try to get through this. All right.
Okay, this is going to blow your mind. I thought this was going to be like more of a lighthearted segment, like Valentine's Day. We could do celebrity Valentine's Day after this. We all know the celebs like to celebrate Valentine's Day in their own special way.
Yeah, you know, like taking their children's life's earnings as pop star performers.
That.
And celebrating with their new wives.
Exactly. Or, you know, wearing a vial of the other one's blood around their neck, like Megan Fox does now with MGK.
Yeah.
Weird. But anyways.
All right.
Go ahead. Let's get dark for a second.
I just found out my 38 male wife, 30 female, has been sexting with a coworker. When I reached out to family for advice, I found out a family secret. I'm not sure what the hell I'm supposed to do. Strap the fuck in. My wife and I have been together for 7 years.
I gotta pee, but keep reading.
Yeah. My wife and I have been together for 7 years, married for 4. We had our ups and downs, as all couples do, but I never doubted for a second that she would be with me for life. Like a lot of people, I have been extremely depressed for a little bit now, but the last few weeks have been soul-crushing. I was breaking down crying every day for 2 weeks. I had lost my mom almost a year ago. Everything with COVID, unhappy at work, it was just taking its toll on me. The one thing I had was my family, my wife, and our 2-year-old daughter. Goddamn. We have had the same issues pretty much throughout our relationship. They were serious issues to me, but not deal breakers. My wife is younger than me and had been spoiled her entire life by her parents, which produced a young woman who was not used to having to do stuff on her own. When we met, I challenged her to break from that behavior for her own good. She did make strides, but I still do majority of things for the house and our lives. I'm fine with that. I knew what I signed up for, and to be honest, I love being a doting husband and taking care of my wife. Damn. This motherfucker's a simp. All right. Sorry. I'm sitting in a weird way, so it's causing me to breathe. Crazy. You're just here in time. A little over a year ago, she got a job at the USPS as a CCA. We knew it would be tough, but not how bad it actually was. We were talking 60 plus hours a week. There were stressful times, but the money was good. And knowing that this part was only temporary made it bearable. I continued taking care of everything at home and with our daughter. I only asked her to take care of a few things, and that was good enough for me. She would do well for the most part, but occasionally things would come up and we would talk it out and things would go back to normal. A few days ago, we had one of these arguments, only this time it ended with her saying she wasn't happy and had not been for a long time. She was scared to bring it up, but she wanted to try separation. I hated that idea. All of my other issues with depression instantly went away, and the only thing I had on my mind was making sure my family stayed together. It had been an awful 4 days. I could not look at her or our daughter without breaking down. We had plenty of space for the most part, as she was at work most days until late, and we would only see each other for a few hours. The first day was super fucking awkward, but I was pushing for normalcy, and there was, in a sense. The one thing we agreed with is the most important thing was our daughter. I told her I hated the idea, but would go along with it if that's what she wanted. It was so unbelievably hard not to text her all day or call and check in, the stuff we have been doing for years. I was pouring my heart out, pleading for anything that I could do, but she was not giving me anything, and I felt so helpless. God damn. All right, here we go. Last night, she went to her best friend's house to hang out, and I assumed to vent. I did something I am not proud of, and I looked at a Facebook conversation they had been having, desperate for any insight about what I could do to win her back. Of course, I found something I didn't want to see. It was a screenshot from a convo that said, "Me on my back, you on my dick, my hands on your ass," and she said, "He is doing too much." I flew into a rage and told her to come home immediately, where she confessed that she had been sexting with a married coworker of his. She said she hadn't been attracted to me in a while and it was exciting. God damn.
No, she but said, it gets worse. This gets way worse.
She said it had been going on for 5 months, but there had been nothing physical, no pictures sent, only words. Of course, the words I saw from him had me doubting that. I assumed the worst and told her that she had to go. And said some things I'm not proud of. I told her that she was not welcome back until I said so. We spoke this morning after tensions died, and she was horribly apologetic, saying she wants to make this right and that what she did was wrong, blah, 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 blah. I just have to say real quick, this guy seems so nice that when he's like, I said some things I'm not proud of, I imagine them just being fucking pillow hands for statements. Like,
yeah. You shouldn't have done this.
You were disappointing to me.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just
disappointed. I was lost and I called my dad. I remember that he and my mom had separated when I was younger, and my brother had told me he had cheated. She took him back, so I wanted to get some insight on how that played out.
Okay, so he's found out his wife is cheating on him. He is seeking advice in his father because the mom cheated on him, right?
No.
So he cheated on the mom.
He cheated on the mom. And she took him back.
She took him back. So he's going to him to be like, you know, you are a piece of shit. Yeah. Like my wife is.
Yeah.
Is there any hope?
Give me some ideas. All right. Now strap in because this shit is bad. She took him back. So I wanted to get some insight on how that played out. I was not ready for all what he told me. He had not just had an affair. I'm going to use a different word here, but he had assaulted my older sister and attempted to assault my brother. None of us are his biological kids. My brother and sister have the same dad, and my bio father left when I was 2. My mom met dad and they married, and he was an amazing father to me. He told me the reason... Wow. He told me the reason he told me is because he feels guilty and that he thinks I am an amazing man. He feels guilty that I think he's an amazing man. They separated for a time, but my mom took him back eventually. I think just because of the safety blanket and that he was taking care of us. He never did anything to me and was truly a great dad. I immediately called my brother and got the details and was just numb. My sister texted shortly after to say whatever, and I'm coming to terms with things. So now... this dude just lost his lady, his dad, and now his brothers and sisters are not his brothers and sisters. And he's got a daughter, and then that's just it.
Why didn't the mom, why didn't the sister and the brother tell the brother that they had been like violated?
Ah, bro, that's such a brutal thing. You know, some people just, it's one of those where they just want to take it to the grave. It's so like demoralizing, you know? That's just like.
But then the mom took him back
after he had done that to the kids. That part's fucked up. That part's insanely fucked up.
So you got to lose your mom too.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, the first thing for this dude, there's no trust. There's no trust after this.
You got to take your daughter and you got to get the fuck to somewhere
away. You got to get the fuck out of there, man.
I've heard Puerto Rico is nice.
Yeah.
Seriously though, like fucking, what do you do? Like that is some heavy, heavy shit.
I think first of all, the infidelity is easy. You just like take screenshots of that. You take that to a judge, but now you're into a custody battle. It's crazy that, oh man, it's crazy that he tries to motivate her to be independent and like self-sufficient. And then she just ends up finding another dude. Holy fucking shit, man.
Man.
I mean, 60 hours a week is such a strain on a relationship already.
I missed that part. I don't know what
that. Yeah, she was like working 60 hours a week. So then she kind of got flirty with a
60 hours a week?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's like never seen her anyways.
Yeah. At that point. But like, you know, he clearly like gives a shit about her.
Man, imagine how bad the wife feels right now.
Oh.
It's like, I feel so bad for cheating on you. And what else happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Was it worth it?
Damn.
Yeah, I feel for this dude, man. In the worst way, man. Go. Yeah, and that shit about his brothers and sisters. I mean, dude, you couldn't even expect your brother to want to say some shit like that. Like, if you're the older sister, well, especially, and you see the relationship they have, you want to just take your not brother and be like, yo, dude, that guy did this to me, by the way.
Yeah, but how do you know it's not also happening to him? Like, how do you know for a fact? Why wouldn't you want to confirm and just be like, hey, dad did some pretty fucked up things to me. I want to make sure he's not doing them to you, too.
I mean, the thing that's not clear here is, like, you know, is there a shot that the older brother and older sister didn't know that that happened to each other?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like, is he... Did he learn that the dad did this, but the older sister doesn't even know that
he did it to the,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the other part that's crazy, which is fucked up because.
I mean, that's, yeah.
The older siblings are now walking around with this horrible secret and like they don't know and like they don't want to say shit. It's like the most, like that's a horrible thing to have to admit. Yeah, my dad, he fucking did this to me. It's terrible. I don't want to keep saying it, but I read this shit and just like, whew, fucking brutal. And you know what sucks, man? I think like, you know, I hope this isn't one of those like, it doesn't seem like it, one of these like fiction writing stories for fucking relationship advice. It's crazy that a website like Reddit is truly the only place like some people genuinely feel like they have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, I can't get to a therapist for some reason or whatever. I just got to put this somewhere. At least put it on a fucking internet forum.
I mean, you know what's crazy about Reddit is like, as much as we bag on it, it's like the best source for like real information.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's completely a search.
You find yourself searching in Google something Reddit if you actually want real info from real people on it.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
It's so common now. Like autocomplete will say it after whatever you're searching. It'll say Reddit because so many people are searching that. Mm-hmm. You want to know best restaurants, best whatever, best way to deal with something, best like if other people are having the same issue with you and physically, mentally, whatever. Search that and then Reddit, and you'll get like great real info.
Yeah, sorry, I just zoned out for a second. But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like it's the, it's like the only way that you can find like actual input and like direction on shit. I don't even feel like Google is useful. Just like typing some shit in and then just like 10 links from 2007 that are like, hey, me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Sorry for the darkness, but that was, I mean, it's definitely interesting to read that. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was just such an intense story. I felt like it was worth highlighting. It was just, it's crazy. Anyway, sorry we had to do the Kid Cudi.
We really did.
Sorry we did the Kid Cudi.
Bruh.
Wonky slush.
Yeah, we can end it on a little meme. soundboard. All right, seeing the bonus, we're going to talk about a bunch of shit. We got like, what do we got on the docket? 6ix9ine's new music snippets, Celebrity Valentine's Day, Gorilla Glue Girl. No, we're not going to fucking talk about that. I hate that story.
No, we're not talking about Gorilla Glue, man. I
hate that story. Producer Surprise. We got a bunch of stuff. So stay tuned. We'll see you in the bonus. Patreon.com/TinyMeatGang if you want to subscribe for the bonus episodes. And we'll see you there. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.